Puck in front of the Ducks player's bench. Here's a chance for Carlson. Scores! Leo Carlson wins the game for Anaheim. 55 seconds into overtime. 5-4 final. And can you believe all of this?
Leo Carlson with a beauty. It's all hard work. It's all foot movement. He just outskates everyone out on this overtime ice, tracking down, winning that 50-50 puck battle. How about that? Forehand, little pump fake, and he drags that all the way around for the nice finish. 5-4. And you get free chicken sandwiches courtesy of Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah.
And they did it before a sellout crowd. In the first home game of the year, the players raised their stick. And guess what? This is going to bring more Ducks hockey fans to this building if we have games like this moving forward.
Keep coming back, Orange Country. It was fun tonight. And the next few, I'm looking forward to it.
Unbelievable, and good for Leo Carlson. We've been waiting for him to produce something, and he did with some pretty nice moves there.
Look, those type of plays, when Leo's going to get the shake even more rust off and he's going to start cooking even more, those type of plays are going to be happening every shift. That's quite something.
This was fun. Lots of fun. 5-4, Ducks win the game.
And the Anaheim Ducks, as Steve just said, they won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app downloaded and registration required at participating McDonald's.
And you know what? I'm going to leave you with the lovely Alexis Downey for your post-game show. I'm just going to read this real quick as we begin our post-game coverage. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count, but I can add one other thing. We waited for this kind of win. Lots last year, we got one in the first home game of the regular season. So good news for Jack Daniels, good news for Ducks fans. And we can't wait for a trip to Denver now and to build on this momentum. All right, we're going to take a timeout right now. Emerson joined by Alexis. Hope you enjoy the post game, and we'll talk to you from Denver, Colorado in a couple of days. Thanks for listening to Duckstream, powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. .com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
NHLShop.com. the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at AnaheimDucks.com/kids club to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. Anaheim Ducks Hockey is live on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey on TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks are victorious in their home opener tonight over the Utah Hockey Club, 5-4, the final score. In overtime, by Leo Carlson, who closed things out. What a win here at Honda Center. Alexis Downey alongside Emerson Needham. Emmer, I mean, the game, it looked like maybe it wasn't going to go their way, and then all of a sudden the doors open, and it did.
Yeah, before we popped on live after the commercial break there, look, it seemed as if getting some of last year's vibes of maybe being up and then being back down, right? But there was a sense of just better fight in this team in comparison to last year. There's just times where it just seemed like that the tank was drained too early last season, but this team kept fighting back, and so many positive things to take away from this opening night game here at Honda Center. One thing I just want to note for Utah's Barrett Hayton, and of course he was on a line with Clayton Keller and Nick Schmaltz there, 18 faceoff wins, 6 losses, 75% win percentage. So
that's impressive.
Look, it's impressive. And there was a lot of guys that did a lot of good things for that Utah Hockey Club. And I want to point it out because I think it just makes this win for the Ducks even more significant.
Yeah.
How well Utah played, Ducks just wanted it more. Good stuff.
Two good teams back-to-back for the Anaheim Ducks to be taken on. So let's start with the highlights in this postgame show. And just to give you a rundown, if you want to send us your thoughts, if you're listening in right now, we're going to read all your thoughts in our next segment. You can text us at 714-940-2950. But let's get into the highlights first from this one. Troy Terry would be the one to open up the scoring 4 minutes and 40 seconds into it. And it was a beauty of a goal, a one-timer.
That's Ryan Strome in the faceoff circle. The puck fired along the board as Anaheim will get to it. Helped out by Terry. Fed ahead by Strome. To Vetrano in front. A shot. Score! Strome. Vetrano. And the guy that gets the goal. I'm telling you, he's revved up. That number is Troy Terry. He was mobbed by his teammates. That's a pretty looking goal. And it gives Anaheim a 1-0 lead here in the first period.
What a goal. Honestly, what a goal that was to see from Troy Terry, and really the passing in that sequence there, too.
Yeah, and I know I mentioned it after he scored, but that was my pick.
It was. I was thinking of you after he scored, too.
And now that we're on it, I must say, we need to at some point bring up some of my picks, right? You got Calgary Flames, who I predicted were going to tank. Well, they're getting off to a hot start. And Zane Prack, their first pick in the first round there, gets sent back. I said he was going to be part of the three Calder nominees. So, boy, do I have some explaining to do, AD. But that could wait,
yeah,
right? That
can
wait. We'll save that. Too much fun going on right now with this big Ducks win. I tell you what, Troy Terry, I mean, he had a great game and a few games against last year's. A lot of the same players on that Arizona team, of course. He won an OT against them. He had a phenomenal performance highlighted by that first goal.
And, you know, for the Ducks, that was an important one, too, just getting on the board first and early in this game. However, Utah would rebound not long after that. It was Jack McBain just deflecting in right, just during a screen from Sergachev's shot up top and tying up this game.
And a big collision on the far side of the rink featuring Frank Vatrano. Puck held in by Sergachev. At the blue line, a shot, he scores! That was a screen drive. And Dostal saw the puck slide by to his left. Hey, and Utah gets right back into the game. 11:06 to go in the period, and we have a 1-1 hockey game.
So they were back in the game at that point, and then they would take control in the end of this first period as Barrett Hayton would get a power play goal. Utah getting the lead 2-1 after the first. Moving into the second, though, that's when the Ducks started to pick up a little bit, and it was Robbie Fabbri getting his first goal as an Anaheim Duck, a backhand goal off a nice pass from Trevor Zegras, who got his 100th career NHL assist as a part of this one.
Here's the puck fed up the wall, but held in by Fabbri. For McTavish to the net in front, went forward to backhand, couldn't get a shot away as he fell down, a little off balance when he attempted that shot. Now in front, a shot, Fabbri scores! A backhand shot by one of the newcomers gives Anaheim a 2-2 tie, and this crowd explodes after that. Nice looking goal.
So the Ducks then tying things up. What a goal from Robbie Fabbri. So good to see him get one for the Anaheim Ducks tonight.
You know what my favorite expression, like Lando Lakes, right? Like butter, right? he got that puck, goes forehand to backhand, and right upstairs where Grandma hides her cookies, right?
there it is.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, what great touch there by Robbie Fabbri. And that's just where we can expect Robbie Fabbri to be a lot of the time, right? Around the net front, around the blue paint, especially playing with a guy like Trevor Zegras, who Trevor's going to find anyone. And way to plant yourself there, Robbie. Keep going to that net, and you'll get rewarded many more times in that fashion.
I like that line there tonight. But we're going to keep moving along with some of these highlights. Pavel Minkov would be the next one to get the Ducks on the board. And this time, it was a go-ahead goal, 16:52 into that second period.
Minkov to Fabbri, drop pass, shot towards the net, and a collision in front of the net. McTavish making sure that Ingram's okay, picks up his stick. He seems to be all right. Not much of a collision there. A little off balance when the contact was made. Here's Minkov, scores! Pavel Minkov! Open side! And the Ducks take the lead, 3-2, and this crowd erupts with joy.
And the other Anaheim Ducks newcomer, Brian Dumoulin, getting the assist on that one. Great to see all of them contributing tonight.
Yeah, no, it's Brian Dumoulin had an outstanding game. I thought he was just how he always is, and that's calm. He had an unfortunate turnover there in the neutral zone after separating himself with great speed. I think that was really the only mishap I saw, but he's brought so much, not only on the ice, but off the ice, and yeah, Pavel Minkov.
What a game for him.
And zero sellies, you know. I mean, it's just, hey, score, on to the next one. Of course, we're going to get to his next goal, but it's just like it's another day for Minty. Right place, right time. What a big goal.
So the Anaheim Ducks were up after two periods. Things kind of started to change, though, in the third as Utah took the lead. Kesselring getting the next goal to tie it up, and then Clayton Keller, really nice goal to go ahead. And while we thought maybe that might have been it for the Ducks, it wasn't. And there was Minty's second goal of the night, and we got to hear Candy Shop again on the loudspeaker.
Dumoulin up the left wing wall for McGinn. Dumoulin and Mintikoff for the D pair behind the net. Initiate the breakout. Carlson with Killorn. And McGinn still out there at this particular time. Puck is chopped in deep by Clayton Keller. We want to keep him away from the puck. We'll be talking about that all evening long. 4-3 Utah getting late third period. A shot right on, save. Rebound. They score! The Ducks put in a loose puck, which was straddling right in the goal crease area. And guess who got it? Off with his second goal of the game. This crowd explodes at Honda Center. It's a 4-4 game.
Pavel Mentikov continues to just find those perfect scoring areas. As you mentioned, Steve, he tallies his second of the night, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
What a goal from Minty there, and I had to throw out his goal song because it's kind of fun to hear in Honda Center.
So it's Candy Shop? I thought it was Magic Stick.
No, it's Candy Shop
it's
for
candy
Minty.
Okay,
yep,
it's Candy
yep,
Shop.
Yep.
Well, I certainly loved every moment of that, and I can't wait to see when Cutter gets his first goal here at Honda Center because, well, I won't spoil it, but I loved hearing his goal song. It's so fitting. But good on Pavel Mintikoff. Candy Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Love it, and I love it even more because it means we're scoring, and Menti's scoring. So keep it going, Menti.
We got to hear one more goal song tonight, and that was when Leo Carlson scored the overtime winner, solidifying this Ducks home opener. The Ducks getting the victory.
Here's Carlson. Nice move to avoid contact with Keller. Cruising into the left of their goal. Still with the puck. Feeds it off Troy Terry. Shoots! Oh! And the goaltender got his blocker on a piece of that one. Puck in front of the Ducks players' bench. Here's a chance for Carlson. Scores! Leo Carlson wins the game for Anaheim. 55 seconds into overtime. 5-4 final. And can you believe all of this?
Leo Carlson with a beauty. It's all hard work. It's all foot movement. He just outskates everyone out on this overtime ice. Tracking down, winning that 50-50 puck battle. How about that? Forehand. Little pump fake. And he drags that all the way around for the nice finish. 5-4. And you get free chicken sandwiches courtesy of Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Emerson. Free chicken.
I had to say
the
it.
Fans,
I had to,
free chicken, 5 goals.
I had to confirm with everyone in the building that... you get a nice free chicken sandwiches. So you get the overtime winner with the free chicken sandwich. It doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. Beautiful goal there by Leo Carlson, and so glad to see him get that one. So we're going to keep talking about it on this post-game show. A lot of different things of this game to get to, and certainly some of the excitement and the entertainment that we saw here tonight at Honda Center. So we'll be right back.
Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com.
LawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Welcome back to the post-game show. An Anaheim Ducks victory tonight. Sweet, sweet victory. It was in overtime. All thanks to Leo Carlson solidifying that one. Emerson Needham and Alexis Downey here with you to break down this game as we were talking before the break, going through some of the highlights from this one. A couple different goals for the Anaheim Ducks, obviously, tonight from up and down the lineup. Obviously, Pavel Mintikov getting two of those. But, Emmer, let's get to the text line, because that was one of my favorite parts last season, and I've enjoyed it so far, and now I get to have you for it, so let's get to it.
Let's do it.
All right, first text that we have here, Honda Center was electric tonight. The stat I really want to know is how many broken sticks were there? There were. They were breaking left and right, just like Ingram's ankles tonight against Leo in OT. Let's go, Ducks.
I was thinking the same thing. Great point. I love when fans text in points where I'm thinking throughout the game, right? It just shows
you had that same thought.
Yeah, just a good sights, good game awareness from all our fans who are messaging in. So we appreciate the support. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. But I just want to let you know that I noticed the same thing. A lot of broken sticks.
Maybe we ask the staff. I don't know. They would know, I guess, on the Ducks side how many sticks were broken, but maybe not. They might not keep count.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? But a lot of fans
left
staff. With some souvenirs here tonight.
Yes, they
so
did. Yes, they
that's
did.
That's kind of the kicker to the whole broken stick thing.
Another text that we have here. Glad to come out with the win, but definitely shouldn't have been in that situation. Ducks really have to start scoring on the power play. Congrats, Minty, on an amazing game playing both sides of the puck. Hopefully this means good things from the Ducks' blue line. Certainly a good sign from Pavel Mintikov. And as we were talking during the game, he has been getting a lot of praise for his pairing with Brian Dumoulin, and we saw good things from them again tonight.
I think that relationship on ice, off ice is only going to get better, right? You have a guy, two-time Stanley Cup winner, Brian Dumoulin, who's bringing a wealth of experience. He can do wonders with Pavel Mintikov's game. So I love that duo. I love just Pavel Mintikov's soaking up everything like a sponge. This is year two for him, and this is Brian's, I don't know, I have to take a look. He's played a lot of years in this league, and I know Pavel's got a lot to learn from him. So it shows, and yeah, it just provides that support system. Mm-hmm. We want Minty getting up in the play, being aggressive, and Brian provides that support, that cornerstone anytime that Minty has the puck to really give him that confidence that I got you, you go out, create offense, and I'll get your back in the back end here.
Another point with that text was the Ducks need to get better on the power play. 0-for-5 tonight. That's not something you want to see there.
No, and they started off so hot there in preseason. They were playing quick passes, and they really got back to it the first one for sure. The second one probably within that, but they're moving around quick, and it's like, okay, here it comes. And they just, once you start getting stagnant, maybe you don't lose or you don't win puck battles. Everything kind of adds on to one another and kind of accumulates. But I just think they get back to that quick passing, good support, winning puck battles. And it's good to get the poor play, if you will, out of the way here early on and just make ways, learn from it. The one thing that I really like about this point is I know there's some concern within the message, hey, we shouldn't have got into this kind of just situation. I get that, but there was a lot of times last year where we got ourselves in this situation and weren't able to really put the nail in the coffin. But they brought this killer instinct. I hope to see that killer instinct closing out games a lot more this season, because who knows? I think that's a huge part of this team getting up to that 500 win mark.
That's a really great point, Emmer. And I know that's something that after the season, when we looked at the numbers, the amount of one-goal losses for the Ducks last year, it was like 25-plus games. And now this year, those are the kinds of games that you don't want to get in that situation. You don't want to lose those games. So very good point in that, you know, they were able to find, yes, tying it, going to overtime, and getting the win there, and keeping this home opener streak alive. Now 9 years in a row the Ducks have won their home opener. That's pretty impressive.
Crazy. It's not even crazy at this point. It is what it is. It is what it is. They come prepared here at Hanna Center at the start of the season.
One other point I wanted to make on the end of the power play is we had that 5-on-3 in the third period, and I felt like the team looked really slow there, because the 5-on-3 is such a prime opportunity to get a goal.
Yep.
And I didn't feel like we saw that urgency from the Ducks during that.
Steve, live on broadcast, he said, you should score on 5-on-3, shouldn't you?
And yep.
I just said, yeah, you should. So kind of reminds me of what Steve mentioned there.
Yeah,
on broadcast.
Yeah. Another text that we just got rolling in right here. Red from Buena Park. Thanks, Red. The 9th straight home opener win. So proud of our young Ducks. They really earned this one. Displayed resilience and battle to the end against a dangerous Utah team. Only Ducks' sore point was the power play, which has struggled to generate much through the first three games. The Ducks have found a gem in pairing in Minty and Dumoulin. Basically, yes, that's exactly what we've been chatting about here, and you know, happy to see that pairing. But since we've been talking about Minty, let's get to hear from him now, because he just spoke down to the media in the locker room. So let's hear it.
Big two-goal night. You helped the Ducks to their 9th consecutive home game win. How inspiring was it tonight out there? You had a lot of noise.
Just great. Wednesday night, full building, home opener. Can't be better.
Does it feel like the young players, part of the key to this season is the young players like you gaining maturity? You and Leo had a big night tonight. Do you feel like this is the start of something that could snowball?
I think it started last season. So, yeah, just right now, just keep getting better, the whole team. So. Mm-hmm.
Playing with Brian Dumoulin the last couple of games, talking about what he brings and what he opens up for you on the ice.
It feels great to have this mature player with me. Just helps me all over the ice. Just support, talk on the ice. Just feels great.
When you have a guy like him that's so steady and poised back there, does that give you more confidence, even more confidence to jump into the rush, obviously? Saw that
yeah, of course. Everything starts with like with his breakouts, with his poison breakouts. That helps to set up offense every time. So yeah.
On your first goal, how did you see that shot? Did you just shoot into the net or?
If you want to score, you have to shoot. So yeah, just a shoot there.
Great to hear from Pavel Mintikov there, and just he spoke there about how much Dumoulin has helped him so far, and how he's very vocal on the ice, which I'm sure is helpful. In a young player just learning the game a bit.
Oh, for sure. And that just, it comes with the experience. It comes with the tear. If you think of guys like Chris Letang and all the great D-man that Brian was able to come up in that organization with, you know, Letang was talking to him. The list goes on about good defensemen that won cups there on that Pittsburgh team. And Brian Dumoulin certainly, and he's got experience – with helping, of course, Joseph out and just some of the players and young rookies in that pipeline for the Pittsburgh Penguins, right?
Yeah.
So he's just shifting on over, bringing it on to Anaheim. And, no, certainly Pavel Metchnikoff is very lucky to have someone like that. And good for the fans to see that chemistry as well.
Yeah.
Everyone who's messaging in, picking up a lot during the game. Mm-hmm. So keep it going. Keep up good sight lines and keep, once again, messaging us, because it's fun.
Dumo also said, I remember when I spoke to him when he, you know, had this new opportunity to come to Anaheim. He was in Seattle last year, didn't have a good year in Seattle, saw this as a new opportunity. And, I mean, he spent, you know, basically his whole career in Pittsburgh and then goes to Seattle and then comes here. So I think that, you know, maybe last year he learned a little bit about settling into a new team and what's that like. And so far we're seeing the benefits of it because he seems to be pretty comfortable here in Anaheim. So a couple more texts that we have here. Great game with a smiley emoji. I like that. Don't forget, all these teams have 2+ games on us. We're still catching up experience-wise. Good point. Utah played quite a few more games than we had going into tonight.
Yep, and look, this is we all remember that preseason game where Anaheim took down this Utah Hockey Club, minus a few key guys, Keller, so on and so forth, but it was a 5-2 game. And, yeah, whether it's that game, this game, Utah is no slouch, and they came into this one 3-1-0. And now they've lost 2 straight, so they got to kind of go back to the drawing board in a sense themselves. I hope that the Anaheim Ducks just continue to find this killer instinct. They're going to need this on the not only Colorado coming here up on this quick road trip here, but also the East Coast swing starting next week. A lot of big-time East Coast powerhouses and a lot of one-goal tight games, as the case last year's swing. Probably did better than expected that first swing, and hopefully it's going to be the same case here next week.
Well, we're going to keep talking about this game tonight, a couple more points, and also some more text messages that are rolling in, but I'm going to make sure to get to them when we come back on the other side of the break.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly
what
he
is. All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball out here, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day, instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. Can you keep saying you got something for me? Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio.
Try to keep up.
Going down till the sun comes up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and Elle King. Plus, some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Bringing it back in on the post-game show with a stat that I got here from our PR guy, Steve Brown. He said Mason McTavish became the third player in NHL history to record multiple points in each of his first four or more career home openers. Good stuff there.
A lot to digest there.
Yeah, good stuff there. Yeah, third player in NHL history to record multiple points in each of his four or more home openers. So
the accomplishment.
Yeah, good stuff for Mason McTavish. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the other big notes from tonight was Trevor Zegras getting his 100th career NHL assist. So good stuff on that end. But let's get to some more text messages that we received here. Peter from Point Loma, he said, the great, our young D talents getting into the rush often. The good, great to see Trey Terry get on the board. And the not so good, Cutter Gauthier really struggled badly. And he also said, I hated Arizona. I now hate Utah. Hit the bricks, you hockey club.
We're right there with you.
He brought up a good point because we have to talk about Cutter Gauthier. I mentioned it on the broadcast. You know, the end of the second period, there were some line changes. Cutter moved down to the fourth line. We didn't see him start the third period. He's on the ice. He's on the ice for the Kessel Ring goal. Then we don't see him the rest of the period. What do you tell Cutter in this case? You know, what do you tell him to help him after this game? I can imagine that's difficult. His family's in the building. It's his first home opener.
Well, it's a lot like what Olin Zellweger has had to adjust to, right? Big junior goal scorer, him being on the back end. But same with Cutter. A lot of goals scored in collegiate hockey in his career, and mm-hmm. it doesn't translate that easy, right? So start to squeeze the stick a little bit more. Areas in which he was scoring in college, he's getting to those areas and it's just not connecting, right? So look, he's a guy that winning more puck battles, he's a guy with a huge frame, so getting mm-hmm. on the forecheck, getting on the inside, I think it starts with just winning more puck battles.
Yeah.
I think he hasn't commanded the puck and had a lengthy amount of puck possession times. They've been coming in spurts, and I just think the more battles he wins, the more he has that puck on his stick, the more confident he's going to get. But, yeah, we like to see him. Let's check it out here. Where did he finish out with? So he finished with two shots on goal. Yeah, he only got 12:49 by a guy like that. Even with 12:49, you want to give him three, four shots on goal with his mm-hmm. big bomb of a shot. So
top
more
line.
Puck touches, but he just needs to skate more. He's being a little bit, it was one of my keys of the game, this whole team in general can't be reactive. They got to be proactive. He's got to be a little bit more proactive, mm-hmm. just like Leo was on that OT goal, chasing down that puck, winning that battle. That's that hunger that you need, whether you're young or old, and he'll figure it out.
Knowing the person that Cutter is, I really think he's going to take this game and what happened tonight and learn from it. I mean, it's not going to sit well with him, as I imagine it wouldn't with most athletes, but just knowing in the short amount of time I've got to know him, he's a competitive guy. He wants to win. He wants to be the best that he can be. So I'm not worried about the way he's going to respond to this game. In particular, one of the moments that he had in this game, it was in the second period. He had a great entry, drop pass, miss Leo, is bad. Turnover there, right in the near boards for us. And that was something that stood out to me because in my mind, I thought, you know, why didn't he keep going? Why did he drop past that?
That's such a great point. That was a glaring mishap. It seems like, you know, for sure early on in his career, uncharacteristic.
Mm-hmm.
The timing was off, right? You got to kick that thing out a little bit earlier if you are going to kick it out.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, hey, why not? You had that gap, right? Why
yeah,
not
he
take
did.
Advantage of it? So just overthinking, right?
I
think you you just said it, just the overthinking of not passing it sooner or utilizing and taking that gap. So good points, AD. And yeah, that was interesting. You felt it, and I think the whole crowd felt it, just with the big gasp of, oh boy, that just cutter, that play, it wasn't right. And I know this feeling. Look, I was in World Juniors 1 year. I think we smashed Latvia. I think it was 8-2 or something like that, and I was a dash two. Can you imagine? Your team puts up eight, and you're not only not on for any of the goals, mm-hmm. but you're on for the two goals against there. It's a tough feeling.
Yeah.
This definitely wasn't as egregious as maybe my scenario, but I've been there. When your mm-hmm. team has success and there's a glaring something, you know you have stuff to work on. So not a good feeling, and I think that's just going to add, as you mentioned, true pro, mm-hmm. that's just going to add to that whole student of the game mindset. He's going to be better next game.
Definitely, and we hope to see that bounce back. And obviously still taking some time for him to settle into the NHL, because this was only his fourth NHL game, going back to last year when he made his debut in Vegas, so still lots of time. And as GM Pat Verbeek told me many times, there are so many young players, you have to remember they are going to make mistakes. They're going to learn from them, and they're going to make these mistakes. So we do have to be a little patient. But, you know, I think this is the first game from Cutter where we've really come away and thought that in particular. But one other thing I wanted to point out was the Ducks had 34 shots on net. Opening night in San Jose, they had 30. Vegas, I believe it was 23. Great sign.
Yeah.
30 plus in a game. That's what you want to see.
Yeah. Well, there's games last year. We all know, you know, 15 shots on goal totals, very low numbers, underwhelming numbers. And hey, this is the new mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like within that, they're just more in it a lot more of the time, less mm-hmm. chasing going around. And there was just so many opportunities last year. Guys, whether it's Zegras and you name it, we're just passing up shots. And now guys like Zegras late in the game there on that entry, just a little pump fake and tries to find that lane and gets that shot through. So I think the mindset's different. I think everyone just knows now that we cannot be passing up shots. It didn't mm-hmm. work for us last year, and it's not going to work this season. So they got to keep continuing what they brought here tonight.
I know that Leo Carlson had the chance to speak with the media down in the locker room. So let's listen to what the game-winning goal scorer had to say to the media.
Hey, you guys. He was ready.
I think so. I don't know how you let me in. He was packed in after me. He saw some of the worst things on the shares. But yeah, he was fun. Good game. Helped a lot.
Leo, can you talk about that shift in overtime, just how that whole shift developed? I know you had one opportunity when you went around the man there, and then you guys created that steal. Yeah. Just that thought about, what about that whole shift?
I mean, obviously, they lost a face-off first. Them get the puck back from a shot on you. And them just turned the edge. I think we lose the puck again, but yeah, he didn't see me coming, so it was perfect.
You feel like the young players are gaining, I know it's early in the season, really gaining confidence. I mean, the team's depending on the young players. And two of you put in great shifts today.
I think so. I mean, that's a goal for a season, a goal in the future too. So, yeah, I hope so. I feel that way too. So, absolutely.
Do you like the way the team is playing? If you look, guys look like you're really moving the puck, spending a lot of time.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good game. I mean, they're playing a tough game too. Like, they got in the force us to make turnovers, and we should do a lot too. But it was just a tough game for us and for them, I think. But it was fun. So.
Minty getting into play for a couple of goals. Just what does that do for you guys as forwards to have a D that can activate that seamlessly and that effectively?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great offensive defenseman. I enjoy playing with him, and he's come, you know, joining the rush a lot. So it's fun. It's great.
All right, two things from Leo Carlson there. One, he didn't see me. It was perfect, him talking about how he scored that overtime goal. And then also just making note that it was a tough game for the team, but they ended up, you know, finding a way to win.
Yeah, I think Leo, he's still shaking off some of the rust, and it's tough. It's tough following up a big-time rookie year, I think we can make the argument that, look, there's a couple of times where he should have 2-3 points, and, you know, guys maybe weren't finishing for him quite so much last year, but I think now he's developed that big-time shot. We saw it late last year where just from deep he was shooting with authority and putting home some great shots, and then just some of those chances there late there as he was quarterback in the power play. I mean, just off the crossbar, you're really starting to see the confidence in that shot. And, you know, just for a guy like that, or for the Ducks to have a player on this team that can even have, to his standards, somewhat of a still underwhelming. It wasn't terrible, but he's certainly got, you know, more to give. To him to just, over time, just be the guy, put the team on his back, and just get it done, it's got to be a good feeling for that locker room.
Definitely, and something that will hopefully carry into Friday's game in Colorado, that short trip before they'll come back here on Sunday to take on the Los Angeles Kings. So the season will not be slowing down. And then, as you mentioned, Emmer, you know, the team going on that long East Coast road trip not long after that. So plenty of hockey upcoming for this Ducks team. Emmer, that brings us to tonight's final quack. We're bringing back the final quack.
I wanted to just sneak in there, oh, we're just getting started. So we are just getting started.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just getting started. So everyone buckle up. My final quack, though, keep that killer instinct up, boys, right? Like, whether you're down a goal and clawing your way back, as we saw a couple times here tonight, you're tied up, just keep having that killer instinct to put these teams away. It's just such a good feeling. It's infectious, and the crowd was loving it, and it's good to see this team more in the hunt against a team like Utah, who is definitely no slouch. So my final quack is keep just bringing the killer instinct.
I like it, and I think that hopefully they can take that mentality into the power play, because that's what we want to see should they get the chance on Friday. My final quack tonight, man, hats off to our in-game entertainment and everyone behind the scenes that put together this new look in arena. I mean, it's incredible. If you haven't got your tickets for a Ducks game yet this season, I highly recommend it, because you'll get to see the on-ice projections, the lasers, all the fun stuff. DJ JoJo has a huge flight deck now for his DJ stand. It's pretty amazing. And I know that there was so much hard work over the summer put into getting tonight ready, and I thought it just was amazing.
Ditto.
All right, and if you want to hear this Anaheim Ducks victory, you can stick with us after the break, as we will have the replay of this 5-4 win over the Utah Hockey Club. Otherwise, you can hear from us next time on Friday in Colorado, a 6 o'clock puck drop, so we'll have the pregame show for you at 5:30 right here on Duck Stream. And thank you, as always, for joining us on the postgame show. For Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you, Orange Country, and let's go Ducks.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder Road.
The music. The stories, The Garth Channel. Search The Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play The Garth Channel.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin disc station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three!
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Parker McCollum. Burn It Down Tour 2024. October 24th, Honda Center, ACM Best New Artist, Parker McCollum Live. Special guests, Chase Beckham and Dasha. On sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Parker McCollum Live.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.